Mai.
Thanks very much for joining us here, Erirangi Wāte, Onoro Mātore te Iarere, 10 minutes past 5. Well, militarisation of space, that is threatening our security here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I know that the whānau, the iwi, rongomai wahine me ngā uri, in Mahia, very concerned about the rocket lab, the lab down there on their whenua. They have been kept in the dark as to exactly what they are doing on their whenua with that lab station. There is a hui being held in Auckland this month, and it is on the 21st of June. It is to stop militarisation of space, rocket lab protests, and it's in Mount Wellington. Just how under threat are we here in Aotearoa? Talking to us about this issue, former Member of Parliament and Minister Matt Robson, he joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe. Matt, thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Erirangi Wātea.
Oh, thank you, Glenn. I couldn't hear a word before because of the wonderful music you were playing. Well, somebody was, it sounded like a rock band there.
Oh, but we've got a...
Now I can hear you.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, so I just did this big spiel on the hui that you're having on the 21st of June. It's around the militarisation of space. It threatens security. The first thing, you know, everyday people, especially us here in South Auckland, I've got to be completely honest, you know, because we've got other priorities like just surviving from day to day. But the militarisation of our space and our airwaves and our space above us, how under threat are we here in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
Right. Excellent questions. The question of day-to-day survival, which so many communities have in the world, and let's face it, most ordinary people, it's enough of a challenge getting by anywhere in the world, not just in Aotearoa, but you know, around the world. So that's understandable. But these questions of war and peace come to affect all of us. And when you have activities which can lead to war, the people who suffer are the ordinary people in communities. Aotearoa has been lucky in the sense of its isolation, that in the last century it hasn't had the type of wars that we see in the Middle East and other areas, not just the Middle East, the whole world in the Second World War. But, of course, we've known war. Your radio takes up clear issues on questions of colonization, war in the Pacific, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But recent generations, we haven't. But here we come to this issue. And that is that the key opposition that people like myself and many of us, and of course the people on the Mahia Peninsula itself have been leading this, is an operation that puts us in the heart of the military machine that the United States runs. And that puts us in danger. And it's the launching of a rocket, the satellite technology, is specifically to help improve the battlefield weapons targeting of the United States. So if you really want to get into the middle of some of the worst and most dangerous activities, this is it. And our government is asleep at the wheel on the whole question. That's why it's so important.
What do you mean that they are asleep at the wheel? That would mean that they are not their passive... participants,
right,
in this.
Well,
how can that possibly be?
Hard to believe, I know. But you mentioned that I'm a former Member of Parliament. I was a Minister in charge of disarmament issues, the Minister of Disarmament and Arms Control. And the Minister of Disarmament and Arms Control has said nothing, done nothing on this this issue. It's been sent to Jacinda Ardern as the Prime Minister, and she's kicked it back to him. And it's been treated by Stuart Nash, who is the Minister for Regional Development, who sees it as wonderful because he believes brings money to the region. Now, that's what I mean by being asleep at the wheel, because the legislation which New Zealand is so proud of, it's nuclear weapon-free legislation, which all your listeners know about, everybody's grown up with it. We go out into the world and say we're nuclear weapon-free, and it's a very proud thing to be. But here we're getting led back into the very type of military activities that New Zealanders rejected. And there's another law, which I don't expect everybody to jump up and say, well, I know that law, but it's protection of no militarization in outer space. And this is outer space. It's a satellite going up there with the technology to coordinate or assist to coordinate the United States space and missile defense command's battlefield opportunities. And if people really want to not sleep tonight, just have a think about what's being talked about in our area, in the Pacific, which is possible war with China. There's recently been Australian ministers saying the drums of war, one minister, Dutton, the drums of war are beating with China. And a lot of things on television, media, probably your own radio station, talking about the so-called tensions with China. Shall we be at war with China? And the United States having a containment policy, sticking further bases in the Pacific, one in Darwin in Australia, to surround China. And at the heart of that, too, question of military clashes between two superpowers, China and the United States, as both are nuclear armed. So it's a very, very important question. And the people on Mahia were misled, were lied to by Rocket Lab that here was a peaceful rocket launching system, which would bring money and jobs, which fair enough, attracted people. And a number of leading Maori leaders signed up, not because they wanted what's occurred, but because they were lied to. And now you've got signs on the Mahia Peninsula saying, haere atu, Rocket Lab, because people have woken up that they were used. And back to the question you asked me about sleep at the wheel, well, the Prime Minister has said, oh, it's okay, we can have this. It's a fundamental breach of the New Zealand law and of the commitment of successive governments that we would be nuclear free and have an independent foreign policy. And now, Nanaia has said, you know, it's an independent policy, foreign policy based on indigenous values. This is far from it.
So a couple of things here then. If the government is not taking as much notice of this as we would wish it to be, a couple of things around that. One, they could, they would probably, quote, security reasons why they're not participating in any discussion with the community. And the second thing is there might be some type of financial gain for the government in ignoring or not having a conversation with the wider NZ community. Would that be fair to say? Money and security.
Well, money and false security. And in fact, not too much money, because we've actually given money to Rocket Lab under the Regional Growth Fund. They got a whole heap of money to set it up with the promise, or the government's stated view on this, and prior to Labor, the national government, was, oh, well, here we are, this brings money in, employment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it hasn't so far brought much employment, but even if it does, that doesn't help if we're making ourselves a target for further military activity, because the countries this is aimed at have also got nuclear weapons and missiles, and if anything does occur, we make ourselves, or the people on Mahia in particular, a target, because other countries will want to knock it out because it's part of the what's called the US kill chain. And as to security, as I'm saying, what I've just said, it makes us less secure. Our security has been the recognition that New Zealand has been leading the way, or one of the countries leading the way, for the abolition of nuclear weapons. Now, people, it seems to be something which nuclear weapons, oh, that's so far away, doesn't affect my day-to-day life. Well, of course it will, if there is ever an outbreak. And the fact that these weapons exist in the world enough to wipe out the whole of humanity should worry us every single day, because when you've got weapons like that, they're there to be used. Hopefully not, but that's why it's such an important issue for everybody. And by the way, I've said sleep at the wheel, but I don't think that the government will get away with that too much longer. It is becoming a concern for the Labor Party Policy Council members. And it should reach into the Labor caucus at this hui or demonstration on Monday outside the Rocket Lab, which anyone's welcome to come to. They're in Mount Wellington. It's on the internet, their address. It's a peaceful rally, but it'll be a big one. A lot of Labour Party people are coming, and they're very upset that their own members of Parliament and government, who would have been in the demonstrators' ranks if they were in opposition, are quiet, or not quiet, but complicit in what's occurring. So you will have at this demonstration a very big demand from Labour Party members themselves that the government reverse its position, pull out of this, stop putting us in this position of breaching our own law, our own moral values, and just tell Rocket Lab, sorry, we're not going to allow you to make money. Rocket Lab, by the way, is not a New Zealand-owned company. It's 100% owned in the United States. And on its board, representatives of the CIA and the American military. So it's far from something under our control, no control at all.
And so, you know, absolutely, we have understood for, well, our whole lives that Aotearoa New Zealand is in a very strategic position where we are located in the Pacific, which is why there have always been eyes upon us, because of where we're strategically placed in the Pacific. But that, yes. That's true to say. We've always known that, haven't we?
Yes, we have. We have. This is geographically, this is a good place. I don't know all the physics and science of it, but the Mahia Peninsula seems to be a good place to launch rockets. And nothing wrong with that. It's not leading to war. Rockets can be launched for all sorts of good things, you know, tell us what the weather is, help us with our television program so we can watch the European Football Cup, something I like to watch, but not to assist the targeting of either conventional or nuclear weapons, which is what this is aimed for. And there's a bigger question too. And, you know, Nanaia, I've been really happy to listen to her statements on what a difference New Zealand will be if we start taking up the most dangerous question around the world, which is, you know, indigenous issues, colonization, and our foreign policy will reflect that and the issues that are so big and important in New Zealand. But this is anything but. This is the Pacific, which the United States has said, well, we're going to confront China, they're too aggressive, they're in the Pacific. Mm. Well, the country that's taken the most islands and dispossessed indigenous people in the Pacific is the United States itself. It's a contradiction in terms. And if we draw closer and closer to them in military activity, we're negating the very policy that the Nanaia has been putting forward and which has made people really happy. You can't have both. You can't do this. So that's when I've said about sleep the wheel. Well, it's not just Jacinda. It's just not one. It's the Nanaia. And by the way, my challenge to, I hope Willie Jackson listens to this. He's a former colleague of mine. I was in Parliament with him in the Alliance. He knows the independent policy that the Alliance pushed. I hope that he takes this up as the head of the Māori Caucus. He may have, for all I know, you can invite him onto the program, I'd like to listen, and say, well, where do they stand on this? Are they going to take this up, part of the government, on our behalf?